Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, y'all? Chirpy. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. With me, oh, you stupid phone. Why did it have to go off right now? Why did it have to go off? I'm sitting here for 20 minutes, just about to start, and I start, and then the phone fucking goes off. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. What about that for an official fucking intro? Enjoy it. We've changed the name of the podcast. Who's we? Me? We changed it from... I keep saying we, it sounds less dickheadish. I changed the name of my podcast, which was the Colin Geddes Show podcast, which I just thought was a bit wankerish, to be honest. Not really. I was just thinking of maybe doing like a podcast t-shirt or some sort of something like that, and you're not going to walk around with a t-shirt that says Colin Geddes Show podcast on, are you? So I just changed it to General Banter. Leaves the options open. You can do different stuff if the name has a bit more of a... It's a bit more open. You know what I mean? What happens if I die and someone else takes over? You can't still call it like the fucking... You know... The Colin Geddes Show podcast, can you? So fuck it. Just changed it. Changed it up. So far, the feedback's been pretty decent, to be honest. People are like, oh yeah, I like the name, like the artwork. Maybe change it from the luminous diarrhea colour to a nice blue or something. So, I did. So now, you know, the wee logo's blue. If you're subscribing on iTunes or any of that sort of stuff, just casually watching a girl trying to shuffle here. Slapping her thighs together. Alright. I'll tell you what time it is. It's fucking 7:26 in the morning. Why am I doing a podcast now? Because I've got the fucking internet people finally coming today. Praise be to Allah. They're finally fucking coming after a month. Booked a month ago, like. Hey, can I give you my money? Would it be okay if you gave us the money in a month? Because we're getting... We're getting all the money we possibly could ever want right now. So it's going to be a month before we can let you give us your money, if that's okay. Sorry about all the movement of the mic there. They're having an absolute shocker with this fucking mic. Oh my god, what a nightmare. So waiting for the internet people to come, getting very excited, not so much about the internet, but about the, what is it, £100 Sainsbury's voucher that you can claim back once you actually get BT internet. You're probably sitting out there going, why are you getting BT internet, you fuckwit? I'll tell you why, because we're in the middle of the bastard country, and we need to get, you know, the line put in anyway, so we're like, fuck it, just get BT, we don't need Sky TV. You know, there's Sky at my dad's house, and the internet's shit, so fuck that. We had Virgin Media, fuck them too. So it's just like, yeah, fuck it, let's get BT. Just scrolling down Facebook there seems to be a clip of that guy Trevor Noah, who's doing very well for himself. There's nothing I hate more than a comedian who's like, oh, I'm a South African, right? And Obama fucked Mr. Bean. He's like barely black. Am I slagging his ethnicity? Whatever, but when it's your entire fucking set. I'm from South Africa. Da-da-da-da-da. Just remember black people. And fuck up. Why can't you just be... Why does your whole set have to be that? That drives me insane. You know, if I was going to fucking... If I was gigging in England, the whole thing wouldn't be, Oh, I'm Northern Irish. Duh, duh, duh. What about them bombs? Bloody, blah, blah, blah. I'm in the Ra. I wouldn't be doing that. But there seems to be this thing of like, there's people get to come from other places and come to the UK, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, look at this guy. Look at this guy. See him with Reginald D. Hunter. You know, I'm sure he's good, but I mean, can you imagine throwing him in the middle of like the best of what America has to offer? You know what I mean? You couldn't be like, you know, it's the Comedy Store, someone's like, here's Bill Burr, here's fucking Louis C.K., here's fucking Kevin Hart, here's Reginald D. Hunter. He's like, well, when I was a boy, I used to blah, blah, blah. He's the fucking, he would be the equivalent of over here if you had a load of good comedians, and then all of a sudden you had like the culchiest of fucking dopey looking cunts being like, oh, I'm from the country, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, actually, he'd probably do all right. I take that all back. Seen a guy, you know, at the Fringe, who was like a real posh guy, who'd went to Eton, the school. You know, like those Etonians and those, like fucking Boris Johnson and all. Is that his name? Boris Johnson? You know, he went to the same school as him, and the whole set was like, oh yes, it's very posh, and we go home, blah, 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 and this we sit by the Aga, and blah, blah, my family doesn't do that, and such, and this, the help, and all this here shit. And you're like, all right, mate, I get it, but are you really gonna say anything? Or is the whole 20 minutes about you, by chance, being rich? You know? Could you be fucked? Just doesn't make sense. It has no sustainability. Like, is it your first set? You know, is this the first set you've ever worked up? I'm a headliner now, I have 40 minutes. You know, I wouldn't call myself a fucking headliner by any stretch of the imagination. I have headline gigs. Yes. How many hours of comedy have I worked through? Maybe like fucking 4, I would say. You know, by the time you work your material up, get it together, you bin it, work the next load up, bin it, work the next load up, bin it. I'm probably on about the 4th run of, like, if I went to do a headline set and did like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, that's about the 4th full, completely different set that I've accumulated in my, in fucking quotations, fucking career. You see all these cunts going up. I'm only saying this because when I was at the Fringe, Mickey Bartlett went up at Late and Live and did this, and then some other cunt came up and was like, hello mate, oh, I'm very posh, da 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 da, I was in IKEA. And you're like, mate, fuck up and say something that someone gives a fuck about here. It's 2 in the morning, start talking about dicks immediately. How did I get on this fucking rant? Fuck Trevor Noah. What if you came out of South Africa and you were fucking white, mate? Would you be a comic? I doubt it. You'd just be shooting black people and fucking running around with your fake legs. Riva!
Click the button to get started.
What? Fuck your button. This is the danger of clicking fucking clickbait links when you're trying to do a podcast. Gorilla breaks glass in response to girl beating her chest. Alright, I've seen that. Yeah, first of all, don't put a gorilla in the zoo. Some animals are like, I hear people are like, oh, it's weird that you would care about a lion being killed, but you wouldn't care about like a boatload of fish being killed or something. Guess what? I don't give a fuck about either. Shoot the lion right in the face. Oh, I'm angry. What the hell is it? 7:32. And I'm slagging off Cecil the Lion. I should probably change the batteries in this fucking thing right now. Ugh. Please tell me I have batteries. Oh, I do. Loads. I'd hate to be stopped at an airport. They'd be like, mate, have you 13 dildos in there? Nah, I just like recording podcasts. What's that? I talk to myself in a room. Mate, I wish you'd have told me you were sticking dildos in your ass, because that's more embarrassing. To be honest with you. Fuck that lion, anyway. I don't care. I don't care. The only time I would be annoyed, I mean, do I agree? Do I think you should be going out trophy hunting? Probably not. Do I care? No. I just think you're probably a bit of a dickhead. If someone's like, here, do you want to shoot this lion? I'd be like, nah, not really. Not really. Do you want to eat it? Fucking right. Give me that gun. Take its head off. And I wonder, would anyone give a fuck if they shot a female one? Because is there loads of females? Probably is more females, because the fellas just destroy the cubs anyway, don't they? They're like, did I fuck you and make these cubs? No. I'm going to kill these cubs then, because fuck that. They're the enemy cubs. That's the thing, they're killing each other, these goddamn animals. Crazy sons of bitches. How did I get onto this in the space of 10 minutes? Let me change these fucking batteries and we'll be back with something more sensible. And we're back. Did I relax in the break? Probably not. I would like to apologise for what happened there, and that's in that short 10 minutes. It just went from hello to me just tearing through a lot of shit that I hate. However, I'm watching a gorilla video I was talking about. The wee girl was beating her chest. Isn't it crazy that a small girl could be at the zoo going, haha, I'm beating my chest like a gorilla. And the gorilla goes, don't fucking beat your chest around here, bitch. Bang. Don't fuck with those males. Don't fuck with those big male ones. You know? That's the Cecil the Lion story. That's why he's been alive so long. Eating other people's babies. That's how you become a fucking manager. I say manager. Alpha male in the lion world. He's the store manager of a load of lions. Just like, listen. He's like Tony Soprano. What happened, mate? How'd you get to the top? I just fucking... Here's the deal. You just... Anytime someone has another male, you just eat the fucking thing. You know? Don't let it grow into a bigger male. Mm-hmm. And which has now led me to when animals attack at the zoo and there's a baboon showing its full asshole to a stranger. This says when animals attack, there's a wee boy chasing an armadillo. Essentially. It is fucked up when you see animals in a zoo, though, to be fair. Unless they're kind of... Unless they're cool. Chimps. You can't have any of those apes. You can't have any of those fucking apes sitting there with like human faces looking back at you going, mate, for fuck's sake, get me out of here. Right, let's move on. Let me plug some gigs here. This is Tuesday the 1st, I do believe. I do believe so. And our next Lavery's gig is tomorrow night. It's the General Banter podcast live. So it's me, Mickey Bartlett and Shane Todd, fresh from the Edinburgh Fringe. Am I fresh from the Edinburgh Fringe? No. I was there for fucking 2 days and they killed me. Had a kebab I shouldn't eat. Continued to shit absolute fucking lava for the next day. Here, what's a good idea when you're at fucking at Edinburgh? Why don't you eat something that essentially makes you leak battery acid for like a day? That'll be fucking comfortable when you're walking around in the hot sun all day, innit? Anyway, the gig is tomorrow night. I've spoke to Chrissy Bowes, who runs Daly's Comedy Club in Omagh. He had booked a fella called Ray Bradshaw. Never met him before. However, I do believe that he's doing Lavery's tomorrow. Haven't heard from him. But if not, you know, me and Mickey and Shane are there, so there'll be stand-up of sorts. I'm trying to not do too much to material, saying that I'm going to headline the Day Fest, which is on the 7th of October. And the reason for that is there are a lot of folks go to Lavery's Comedy Club, and I'll MC it. And I will hear quite frequently, oh, I thought you were going to do more. So guess what? 7th of October, you can see me do a lot more. That's happening. And then there's a gig between... Oh, shit. I'm trying to listen out for this fucking BT cunt. So the 2nd, Wednesday the 2nd, is the General Banter podcast. Lavery's is back again on the 23rd of... No, of August. No, September. Hold on, what the fuck am I talking about here? 2nd of September, which is tomorrow. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with my fucking brain? I could talk about monkeys all day and lions fucking eating their children. Can you remember some dates? Nope. 2nd of fucking September, which is tomorrow. That's the live podcast. 23rd of September is... There's a weird gap there because it's the Belfast Belly Laughs Comedy Festival. Dates, eh? Belfast Comedy Festival thing. I believe Lavery's Comedy Club is on the first day of that. Which is also the same day, I think, as Queen's Comedy Club. But fuck it. Huh? Fuck Queen's when you can go to fucking Lavery's. It's better crack. We have Chris Kent. I've booked his flights already. He's flying over to do it. He's just back from the goddamn Fringe as well. Back from the Fringe. He was on that fucking Stand Up Central. On goddamn Comedy Central. How about that? Isn't that unbelievable? Tried to go to a show at the Fringe. It was sold out. So, what does that tell you? He's pretty fucking good, mate. God damn it. So, there you go. There are the dates. Then, 7th of October and blah, blah, blah. And we have Foil Arms and Hog coming back in December. So, that's exciting. What have I been up to? Other than trying to speak while keeping one eye out the fucking window in case this BT guy comes. He said between 8 and 1... And everyone shits their pants. But what that really means is, yeah, I'll probably just about squeeze you in on Tuesday. All right, mate? So it might be like, you know, you're lucky if it's going to be fucking... It's probably like 5 to 7 tonight. He'll just show up. How's it going, mate? Do you want a bit of fucking... do you want a wee bit of fucking internet or something? And I'll tell you something else, stupid. The guy comes out, fixes the line. The router and or the router, it's router. It comes fucking separately, in the post. What the fuck is the point in that? Hey, I'm here to install your internet. Cool, mate. Has the equipment arrived yet? What, you couldn't carry a fucking tiny box in your van, dickhead? Unbelievable. What have I been up to? I feel like I've been doing these podcasts every fucking 2 days. Last week, went to Belfast, met up with a gentleman called Ray. I don't know whether I should disclose his full name. I don't know why I shouldn't. But, you know, you don't want to fucking throw out people's business. He works for... he owns Green Dragon Media. And I've worked with him for a while. He's the one that sort of put me through the Fringe the time that I went. And thank Christ we made his money back, because fucking hell. Went for a meeting with him, was talking away about various stuff, about maybe pitching some ideas to RTE and Channel 4 and stuff that didn't include me, which is kind of not that bad a thing to do, because anytime you have a meeting with these people, they're like, oh, what would you like to do? And you're like, well, I know it's going to be nothing near what I want to do by the time we get fucking finished. Or if it even gets near any sort of stage. I mean, TV's a nightmare. People could be like, guy, we really want to do something with you. Here's some money to make a teaser. You make a teaser or a trailer or a pilot or whatever. And then they come back and they go, yeah, we just decided to go with another series of this other shit that we've been doing for 100 fucking years. All right. Thanks. Why don't you just stick to putting stuff on the internet there, dickhead? Which probably gets more views than we get here on BBC Two and I, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Spilled coffee right on my dick. Nice grey shorts, son of a bitch. But I mean, with him, and he was like, yeah, let's pitch some ideas to thing, you know, just come up with a cool idea. You don't have to be in it, but you could be, you know, creating shows, working on shows without fully committing to trying to sell yourself as a personality. And I was like, that sounds a good idea. So I was writing some of that shit. I was also speaking to him about the blood, mud and the beer, which has been lingering in my fucking head for ages since I thought of it. If you haven't heard me mention it before, there was a small teaser I put online, which I sort of had a fucking mad idea, threw it up, and then just never had the means to fucking complete it. However, he was saying, he goes, you know, people, all these producers always ask you, like, what is it? What is the exact thing you want to do? And it, to be honest, is the exact thing that I want to do. I've had millions of fucking ideas over the last while, and it seems to be the one that I'd like to really fucking make happen. Because it's essentially like a sitcom, not a studio sitcom, but like a sitcom set in the country with a load of mad cunts in it. Which, and by mad cunts I mean basically people that I would want to work with, vis-a-vis, aka the likes of Mickey, Wee Begley, fucking Shane Todd, all them boys, get them all in it and just have it be fucking hilarious. I'll write it. We'll rely heavily on improv. So went to meet him. Listen to this, for the best ever, went for a wee fucking production meeting, went to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. This was like Friday, was it? Yeah. Went to Jiu-Jitsu, had an absolute fucking battle to the death with some people. Got shard. Went to fucking the Aragal to do support for Colin Murphy. Met a guy I went to school with. Was all like, ah, he's gone, mate, blah, blah, blah. There is a weird thing when you bump into people from school or from whatever you haven't seen in a while, and they're like, oh, so you're doing comedy now? And there's a element of like, oh, is it going okay? Or, you know, as if you're going, oh, could you not get a job after you graduated from uni, so you decided to do comedy? Yeah, that's what I did. Once I couldn't get a job in a call center and, you know, whatever the other fucking three jobs people seem to do. I noticed that as a comedian. Where do you work? Call center. All right, mate. Where do you work? Fucking shop. All right, where do you work? Call center. Jesus, what's going on here, lads? Is call center the only job you can do these days? But there's that element of, oh, are you doing comedy? But then he came up. You know, he came up to the fucking gig anyway, him and his mates. So that happened, did the gig. Interesting gig there at the fucking at the Aragal. As far as I know, they used to do comedy there. Anyway, went in. One of the most embarrassing things that have ever happened. Sort of went to go to the was sitting in the corner, right? This place is like sort of rectangular, like a long room. And we were doing comedy at the side. So if you were on stage, it was quite shallow, but quite wide. And the way, in fact, that's exactly the way comedy rooms should be. Wide and quite narrow. Strangely enough. So I'm on stage. No, I'm not on stage. I'm in the corner waiting to go on. The girls' toilets are beside us. There's like, you know, it's got the wee girl symbol on the door. So we're like, right, okay. And I stood up to go for a piss, right? I'm texting on my phone. I walk to the other end of the bar. I see another door, which has a little gold plaque on it, the same as the fucking girl's toilet. And I'm like, subconsciously, you know, you're like, oh, well, that last one was the girl's toilet. This one has a little gold plaque on it. Therefore, I assume that's the men's toilets. So I fucking go in. Right? I go in, I'm texting, I walk down this wee sort of alleyway, not an alleyway, like a wee hall, into the girls' toilets. I'm standing there, tick, 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 finish my text, because I'm in public. If I was at home, I'd have just fucking pulled my dick out and pissed while I'm texting, trying not to drop a phone in the toilet again. So I'm like, tick, 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 typing, finish typing, bang, put the thing in my pocket and went, oh, there's no, doesn't seem to be any pissers in here, urinals. And like, oh, this might be the girls. I could hear someone in the fucking cubicle. I was like, oh, fuck. Legged it back down the wee hall. Went to open the door. This woman was coming through and she goes, oh, am I in the wrong toilets? And I was like, no, I'm in the wrong ones. Go on ahead there. I'm just being a fucking weirdo. And she probably was just there for a comedy night. She wasn't going, sure, went to go to the toilet. Your man Colin Gareth was coming out of the toilet. She probably had no fucking idea who it was. But why is Phil Mitchell being a peeping Tom there in the girls' toilets? Very strange. But turns out they have like a girl's toilet, and then on down a girl's toilet, and then a man's toilet beside that. You know, definitely fucking sort your bugs out, Eragle. So anyway, Paddy McGackie went on, the nicest man in comedy. Also a bit of a veteran at this stage. Killed it. Just killed it. If you could imagine if, you know, Father Dougal was a real person and he was from Ballymena. That's the type of vibe you're dealing with Paddy. I've said this before. Sometimes he's been at Laverys, and I'm not slagging him in the slightest. Sometimes Paddy will like start strong, and if he hits a bit of a bump, he might lose it, sort of. Or sort of kind of like, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes he'll have, and I've said this before, so there's some jokes and some bits that he does, you're like, he might be the best comedian in the world. Just how fucking obscure and wacky some of these lines are. But that night, it all just fucking came together. He just absolutely smashed it. It was great. It's just so silly. Just, I hate to give away the jokes, but just the fucking, like, I'm Balmina, a bit of a turf war going on. He goes, we were selling for 150 a bag, near undercutting us at 149. Sitting beside Colin Murphy, he's pissing himself laughing. Very funny. So it was a good gig, and then there's a break, and then I went on. But that stage, there was the fucking guy was like, the guy? There was a group of people to the right of the stage who were just like, it's Friday night, I'm drinking, I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want. Which, you know, Neil Dugan, who was MCing, he could sort of deal with it. You know, Paddy didn't really experience much of it. When I went on, there was a bit more chatter out of them. And I just got stuck into him. These people. I just don't know what that mentality is of, I'm going to sit near the front and I'm not going to shut up. It's different from heckling, like. Oh. That's cold. Yes, yeah, it's different from heckling. Just that consistent, like, I'm just going to keep chipping into everything you say. And you feel like turning around and going, I know this isn't the way to do it, but could you just shut your fucking face and leave? You fucking penis. Anyway. So they didn't shut up. Although, quite an enjoyable gig, to be honest with you. I did get a few weird heckles. Some guy was like, Kardashian's that the fucking blah blah something? And I was like, huh? What are you talking about? There's people must sit and watch comedy and think, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So listen to this one. Yep. Sometimes you actually just have to go, oh, see, mate? See? Saving that up in your head the whole fucking time. And it came out in front of everybody. And guess what? It wasn't funny. Welcome to my fucking world, mate. Welcome to thinking something's hilarious, saying it out loud, and having your dreams shit on. Completely shit upon. You know what I mean? That just because you had enough beers to make some fucking noise out loud. Is there anything worse? You know what the worst thing is? There's people like that who actually try comedy. There's people who actually go and do comedy, and then they have some other outlet creatively, like, oh, I'm a fucking reviewer, or I write for such and such, and they're shit at comedy, but all of a sudden they have this fucking opinion on, like, oh yeah, he's not that great, and all blah blah, senior set, you're doing the same jokes, and you're like, what are you doing? Eating your dick for 3 minutes in the fucking pavilion on a Monday night? Kill yourself. I went off one again about comedy. Jesus Christ, what's going on with me? Anyway, did that gig. Had to leave because I was going to Laverys to get fucking shit-faced. Turns out, judging by some fucking messages that I've had here, guy sent me a message on Twitter, and I said hi to Colin Murphy, get on, because I had to leave. And he goes, he did very well, however, there were just way too many people chipping in, thinking they were funny. And you were like, yeah, well, it happens. I don't want to jump into questions right now, but there was a comment from a guy, if it would load. Thank God this new internet's coming. At the minute, we're dealing with satellite internet. Which isn't brilliant, I'll be honest with you. Go ahead and load there, sure, for the lads. Go on. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, here we go. Oh, well done. Oh, good for you. That's me doing my Christian Bale. Good for you, you piece of shit. Let me see. Glenn Burton, this is a question. Before I do the questions, Glenn Burton, what was up with Colin Murphy at the end? He didn't want to do an encore. Just too blocked or what? So, I wasn't there, but he didn't do an encore. I'll tell you why he probably didn't do an encore. Because he's been gigging a long fucking time, right? He probably thought to himself, Friday night, I'll go down here. I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm not giving away any fucking details. I know that he was doing that gig. Don't get me wrong, he was getting paid. But he wasn't doing it at his full fucking rate. Do you know what I mean? He's doing that kind of as a favour because he knows the guy that runs it. You know, it's in Belfast. He just nips down, does the gig. It's easy. It's not like he has to travel to fucking wherever to do it. Just nips down the road, does it at complete mates rates. Is thinking, oh, it's a room full of people. It's probably going to be a decent gig. He prepares a set. He'll have a set ready of the material he wants to do. And then he'll go up. Now, if he fucking just completely stormed it, there was no, you know, nobody sort of interfered with his set, you know, if he didn't have to fucking stop every 2 minutes and turn around to some guy with one of those Paul Weller haircuts and be like, mate, what the fuck are you saying? Will you shut up? And trying to be nice about it. If he didn't have to do that every fucking 2 minutes, you know, he may have had a full hour long set waiting there, and he only really did fucking 20 minutes of it because he had to talk to this other dickhead. Now, what happens is, it's very hard to gain momentum in those sets, so you plow through it. He probably got himself to a spot where he was trying to just bang out the last like 10 or 15 minutes, and then he finally got through it, got some sort of laugh and went, right, guys, thanks very much. I've fucking fought through that for 50 minutes. See you later. I've had enough experience at this point to be able to read a room, you know, and I've been asked to do fucking encores, you know, 2 or 3 times. Like, I go on back up, and you're like, no. They didn't seem that keen on me being there the first fucking time, let alone go up. And sometimes people, they have their closers that they have in mind, and they do them in a tough gig, and it's like, you go off stage, and they're like, do you want to come back on? And you're like, for what? I just tried to do all my best material, and it was being talked through. So, if it was a bit of a hostile gig for him, I can't imagine him wanting to do encores. Also, they're shit. You know what I mean? Encores are reserved for, like, theatres. And even then, it's fucking, it's pointless. Just finish. Just do it and finish. And what you're actually doing if you do an encore is you have to pre-plan it. You also have to walk off before you've really done your best material. You know? Do some good bits, whatever, thanks very much, walk off, come back on with about 3 fucking stormers that you have in mind, usually in front of a crowd that are very attentive and want to see you. Friday night in the fucking Errigal isn't really encore time, to be honest. He probably wasn't going to go back up to have to keep talking to the same bunch of fucking stupid cunts. And I don't think he was blocked because he only had a pint. You know, he pulled that sort of Mickey Bartlett trick of, I'm drunk. And you're like, no, you're not. You're probably driving. He had like one pint. I don't think he was driving. I think he had a pint and then he took another one on stage. So I think he was fine. While I'm at it here on the topic of comedy, has anybody seen that new fucking Miley Cyrus song? I get certain songs. You know when you hear a song and you go, what is this pile of shit? You know, like fucking, you know, but first, let me take a selfie. It's stupid as fuck, right? But at least it's kind of fun. You know, you're like, all right, I get it. It's kind of jumpy. It's stupid as fuck. Stick it on at a shitty party. Everyone loses their mind. Miley Cyrus has this song out called Do It, right? Listen to this shit. This isn't even like remotely what you, close to what you would call a song. Here he is.
I need some more marijuana.
Put you out of your misery there. If I had to describe the video, it's basically a close-up on her mouth as she like fucking swirls around a load of like glittery fucking jizz and then pours milk on her head and then pours like hundreds and thousands on her face. It's like, what the fuck? The beat is kind of all right, but it sounds like they recorded the voice separately. And then some other guy made a beat and they went, oh, can you be arsed making another one? Nah, just stick it together. Yeah, smoke pot. She's the typical, like, describe yourself in three words. I'm crazy and I'm outgoing. And you're like, you're none of those. Who really goes, I'm crazy? What am I like? Aren't I crazy over here just eating a robot's cum shot? Glittery spunk all over my fucking mouth. Oh, Miley, you fucking crazy bitch. I don't even know whose fault it is that you exist. How can you go from fucking... And of course, like, I was watching that clip, you know, on the internet, which actually made me feel a bit ill. And then the next video loaded up and it was, like, Miley Cyrus singing Jolene and, like, something, which had, like, normal hair and looked reasonable. And you're like, you've went from, like, legitly good singer, whatever. I know it was a cover, but fuck it. To this complete fucking crazy bastard who's just making so. Like, I put it on Facebook, I was like, what? It's easier now to just make something so outrageously shit that people talk about it. I'm still talking about it now. You know what I mean? You talk about it. Instead of trying to just make something properly good that people talk about. Does that make sense? She's just went, what's the craziest thing I can do? Like slurp around a load of fucking milk. Spit it out. All this stupid shit. Sing a song that's not even in time or in the same fucking key. And then at the end it's like, fucking put the penis, put the dick in the pussy. Or something, I don't know. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? Ugh. The most talented person involved with that whole video is the person that edited the fucking thing. Because at the end, it kicks off like a dance, like some sort of dance tune. Which is... She's going, peace, motherfucker! What a fucking steaming pile of discharge. And then, of course, she was at the fucking VMAs, wasn't she? The old VMAs there. Pulling her wee fucking pig titties out. There was a photo, I seen a photo of her. There's like a photo of her standing with her dad. Icky breaky dad there. And he's like, yeah, whatever, this is Miley. And you're like, what have you to say to her? You know what I mean? Hey, Miley, how's it going? Seen your titties everywhere. But she has those non-offensive little, like, boy tits. You know? It's like the guy who... Everyone knows that guy who's, like, constantly like, guys, oh, love fucking getting blocked and getting naked. It's never the guy with, like, a big fucking hog piece on him, is it? It's always some guy with just a little playful dick. Same with her. It's like, nah, fuck it. Tits out, tits in. What's the difference? You know? It's not like she's pulling out a big set of fucking... big set of sloppers, is it? Not at all. But yeah, she fuck some backstage thing and she's like, up next, and she's talking like fucking, she's in the KKK. Up next, we got some fucking Burke Duke. Here's my tiny little pig titties. Doesn't even matter, I show them off all the time anyways. And then Nicki Minaj, she's all like, and then we're gonna hand it back to some fucking bitch that been talking shit about me, motherfucker. Miley started like, listen, man, we all do interviews, we're all in the fucking industry, so why don't you shut your goddamn face before I fucking... That's who she sounds like. Sling... What's his name? Billy Bob Thornton and that Sling Blade thing. Yeah, smoke pot. Yeah, little weed. Suck my fucking pig titties. Sling Blade. Listen, Miley Cyrus. Listen, Nicki Minaj, I cut you off your fucking... cut off your fake asshole cooking on the barbecue. Goddamn son of a bitch. Look at my new video where I'm eating a load of motherfucking glitter and shit. I'm eating all that... I'm Miley Cyrus eating all that fucking... I'm eating glitter and nail polish. I run out of drugs, so I just... I'm eating that glittery fucking...
Really? 2 weeks.
Oh, here.
Anyone to the doctor? Oh, yeah. I took this clear blue test.
What about this clear blue pregnancy ad? So accurate, I'm pregnant. Oh, really? Yes. Graham blew a load of me 3 minutes ago and I pissed on this little stick. The only pregnancy test that takes how many weeks? Fuck it. Listen to Sling Blade here. Does not sound like, this is a film from, like, 1996, allegedly.
Here's... back on my mother and father's place. Most of my life, the little old shed that my daddy had built for me.
Miley Cyrus.
Built for the house with the rest of them. So mostly I just sat around out there in the shed looking at the ground. I didn't have no floor out there. But I had me a hole dug out to lay down in.
My name's Miley Cyrus. I'm over here eating fucking honey and bits and... bits of fucking, eating bits of fucking hundreds of thousands off the cake. I don't even bother eating the cake. That's how I stay skinny. I just eat the fucking nail polish. Get high as fucking... talk shit to Nicki Minaj. Chop off a big fat ass. Cooking on the barbecue.
Oh, is that a message? Is that a message from some... oh, shit. Better answer this one. Sorry, I had to call off again there because some fucking company's phoning me. Probably the BT guy. She probably should have answered. But fuck it. Zero signal anyway. Good job you're coming to put on a fucking BT landline so you can ring the house rather than me being like, hello? So anyway, the VMAs, she's pulling her titties out everywhere. It was craziness. Bieber played his song. That one. Hadn't played at the fucking VMAs in a while. Decided he would cry. Good one, mate. Just get in touch with the fucking, what do you call them again? The fans. So how we garden to yourself. But then the funniest thing ever was Kanye West went on stage and accepted some shit. And then turned around and was like, yeah, of course you already know I'm going to run for fucking president in 2020. All right, mate. All right, Kanye. Definitely chill out, mate. Although he wouldn't be much worse than fucking Trump. Trump just has enough fucking racists on his side. It's amazing that that's the view you get. Like, if you were like an Obama or some, you know, some fucking what seems like a reasonable person, you really have to be like getting people on your side. Come on, guys, please vote for me. Please vote for me. Let's really make this place. Let's really make this country better. Donald Trump comes along and goes, I hate immigrants. And everyone's like, yeah, fucking yeah. Everyone's on his side. Every fucking old, strange cunt who votes still is on his side immediately. Doesn't have to, like, he could legit do some fucking damage. You know what I mean? Greases enough palms, gets in the right place. And all of a sudden, you've got some fucking asshole with shredded wheat for hair as your goddamn president. Can you imagine Kanye West being the fucking thing? Everybody has to wear my shoes. I'm the greatest rock star of all time, niggas. I just dropped the M-bomb. Fuck it. If you're doing a character, it's fine, innit? Anyway, back to Miley. Sucking that glitter, bitches. Let's hit these questions. Chris McCulloch, what do you order for breakfast at McDonald's? Listen, everything, because I mean, I've been with girlfriend Maureen and she's like, can I just get a fucking porridge? And you're like, shut up. We are porridge. Who the fuck gets porridge like? So I don't know, probably just whatever's got the... Anytime I order anything, it's always the dirtiest version of it. You know what I mean? We fucked about yesterday, did a load of stuff. Couldn't be arse cooking. Someone's like, let's get an Indian. Or not an Indian, a chippy. Don't know how I mixed those up. Is this an Indian? No, this is a pizza. Oh, fuck. Got a chippy. I got like a chicken burger thing. The big chicken breast in it. And it was like... But I had to get like, yeah, give me the cheese and the bacon and all that shit. I'm already eating a chippy. I'm not going to try and like, you know, go healthy on it. So if I was at McDonald's breakfast, I'd be like, give me fucking three of like the triple. I don't know, what can you get? The one with the most meat in it. And then that space egg that may as well be just a puck of jizz. I don't know. All that shit. Just throw it all on. And we're back after the fourth or fifth interruption there, because the BT fella came to stick his line in. Fuck. Let's get through these Facebook questions here. First question up is from Ben Kirkwood. Did you have a good summer, Colin? Is this boy lost here? Don't tell me that's the fucking BT guy weighing up the fucking road again. Asshole. Did you have a good summer? What sort of question is that? Pissed down the whole time, you fucking goddamn lunatic, Ben. This is like the stupid duck-sized horses question, which I get every fucking day. Mark Keenan, wheels for legs or grass for hair? Definitely wheels for legs, man. You wouldn't have to walk anywhere. Just whizz, fly about. Like if you're on like permanent heelys or whatever you call them. Whizz, just flying about like a savage. Arn Willoughby, the Wallaby Willoughby. Thoughts on Kanye for president in 2020? It's like, why not? It seems like anybody that... It's the same way, like... You know, anybody who reaches a certain level of fame, they feel like, oh, I have to get really into fucking charity work. Or I feel like I... You know, they feel like they have enough power and influence that it's like, oh, I feel like I have to do something about this. Kanye West for president. I don't know. Who do you want? The crazy guy who's like, yeah, today is national fucking listen to my album day. Or do you want Trump who's just like, bomb everyone. I'm so rich, I don't give a shit. Bomb them. James McSorley, best meal you've had in Belfast? Again, with the food questions, I know.
You see, you're talking to a guy who I wouldn't exactly fall into, like, you know, like, I wouldn't be a classy guy. So you're talking, like, if you're asking me, like, would I rather go to eat in some fancy restaurant or go to fucking, like, Chalco's for that giant burrito, I'll probably go to Chalco's, to be honest with you. Best meal I've had. I don't know. I've had a load of good meals in various spots. For some reason, I'm trying to think of steak. I remember going to a steakhouse, which will remain nameless, and getting a steak, and it was fucking shit. It was tough. It was, like, badly cooked. It must have been, like, fresh meat, which sounds like something you would want to eat, but when it's steak, it's not really. You know what I mean? You want a bit of aged fucking meat. You don't want, like, they just hacked it off the cow and sort of fucking medium rared it, and it's like a bit of fucking gristle. One of the best steaks I've ever had was in the fucking Northern Wig, believe it or not. One night, fucking awesome steak. Squishy. What other fucking meals have I had? Had a fish pie in the Barking Dog, which is facing where Rory Woods works in Malone Road. Had a fish pie in there. It was fucking outrageous. Outrageous. The only thing ruined that was the fact that girlfriend Maureen bought some chicken special, which is, my sister works in the food and beverage business, and she's like, never order a special because it's usually something they're looking rid of. Or, yeah, it's, you know, so she got this chicken that was essentially, it was well-cooked chicken, you know, but it's still just fucking chicken. Like, you'd rather have a KFC, for fuck's sake. I don't know. I'm a bit of a pig, though. I just enjoy eating shit. Went for dim sum in both Lee Garden and that other fucking, what do you call it? Sun Key or something. Sun Koo or something like that. With a real Chinese man. You know, I don't think I would have got the full benefit of it had I went myself. I'd have been like, can I get a curry chip and a fucking dumpling? Go with an actual Chinese person if you know one, and just let them fucking order all the shit of the day, including chicken feet. You know, whatever. I'm not being a snob. However, when there's other things available, the chicken feet fall to the bottom of the fucking priority list. Do you want this steamed dumpling with barbecue pork, char siu pork in the middle of it? Yes, I'd like that. Or do you want this chicken foot cooked in, like, some black sauce? Nah, I don't. Do you want this beautiful prawn and something, little dumpling here covered in, like, chili vinegar? Nah, yeah. Or do you want the stinking, scabby chicken foot? Walking around its own shit its whole life. Gross. Glenn Burton. What was up with Colin Murphy? Oh, that's the same question, sorry, as earlier. What was up with Colin Murphy that he didn't want to do an encore? We covered that. Sometimes you just, the gigs aren't, you know, he probably felt like he didn't do well enough to do an encore. You know, if a gig was perfect and the crowd was 100% on your side, you would maybe go back on if you had a spare bit of material that you could think of. Yay. But in reality, it's kind of like a pre-planned thing. The shit banter at Culchy Bars is spot on. Talking about a bit I do. When I was younger, I used to go to the Brig outside Kirkcudbright with my older brothers, and all everyone seemed to talk about was tractors and how blocked they were. Yep. When's the next gig, and how's Mickey getting on in Scotland? The next gig is tomorrow night at Lavery's. I know you're a fucking Lavery's regular, you savage. How's Mickey getting on Scotland? I went over to visit him, and I think he may be home today or yesterday or something. I would say he probably had his tough days and his good days, but if you were to ask him now how he got on, he'd probably say overall it was good. Not for me, but not for me, that fringe. It's just fucking too long. It's too long and it's a fucking nightmare. And it costs too much and no one goes to your show. Nathan Cthulhu, have you ever caught two dudes cottaging, and what would you do if you did? I mean, I don't know how do you catch them? Like, you would only catch them cottaging if they were doing it in your fucking garage and you're like sitting in your house going, who's these two fellas going in the garage here to suck each other's dicks? Otherwise, if you're catching them, you gotta kind of go out of your way. You know, you need to go to some public park where you know that there's a lot of lads frequenting the old toilet, which I'm slightly envious of. You know, just to be able to fucking just go in there and just bang someone and then leave. Whatever. And, you know, you might be like, oh, I'm not really into this, but like, you know, it's like if you were straight and you were a dude and you were like, oh, just go in that toilet, some girl will be in a minute to do something to you. You know, if you do that two or three times a day, you know, your ratio from, you're going to get a couple of good ones, you're going to get a couple of fucking, couple of stinkers in there, but sure, what can you do? It's a numbers game. Matthew Foster, what would I do if I caught them collar? I keep going back to that. It'd be funny if you just walked in your kitchen one day and you're like, lads, what are you doing? There's two dudes on your kitchen table banging. Your balls are in my Weetabix. What's your favourite pub game? Pool, darts, etc. Or are you more of a drinking games man? And that's from Matthew Foster. I like pool, but I don't really even like playing it when I'm drinking. In fact, if I'm drinking, I just like to drink. I do enjoy darts. I don't play it that often. But if there's a dart, I do enjoy just fucking around. But it's one of those things. You know, it's much like pool. You know, you're like, if you're going to play pool, you want it to be a good table, good cues, and a good, like, decent balls and stuff like that. You know, I hate those, you get like a shitty table and it's fucking got a slant in it. You go to play darts and they're like shitty darts from the 80s. Get me a good dartboard and some sweet darts, I'll play fucking darts all day, mate. You go to someone's house, they've got two darts, and you're like, if you're going to go to the length of having a dartboard, definitely keep two full sets of darts, at least. But I do enjoy drinking games. Tell you what fucked this right up the other week. We were playing, it was girlfriend Maureen's sister's birthday, and we played Charlie McDennis. It's an episode of Always Sunny, where just every time they drink, you drink, and every time, I don't know, someone made up these fucking rules where you drink along with it. I'll tell you what is a fucking crazier game. If you watch Always Sunny and you're a fan of that, episode 1 of series 10, where they're on the plane drinking all the beers, we had this game, there was like loads of rules, like anytime you see a tin of Coors Light, you drink, anytime they drink, you drink, anytime, and there was like a bunch of rules. And we played it right after the Charlie McDennis thing, and we were fucking trashed. I've never been as drunk as quick in my life. Well, that's a lie. I once got a flaming zombie in Glasgow, which had about, yeah, 7 shots of rum in it. So about half of that, and I couldn't feel my fucking arms or dick, but whatever. Tristan Rogers, seen the video of the goat at Creamfields? If so, what's your thoughts? Was asking for it, really? What? An actual goat? Am I going to actually goat at Cream Fields? Are you saying like some fucking goat, as in some lad? Okay, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, to be honest with you. Oh no. Oh, come on. So let me just see. Seen the video of that goat at Creamfields? Trying to get a link off this fella. Got a link there, Tristan. Gavin Campbell, is Do It the best song / video you've ever seen? Talking about Miley Cyrus's new song. Gavin, how fucking dare you? It enrages me. You're going to get wee girls running around going, yeah, smoke pot.
Yeah, smoke dicks.
Jared Moran, thoughts on being able to dander into a Mace Express in the States and buy a handgun to use on some cunts melting your head and work? Yeah, it is ridiculous. What was that quote? Some, America has a mental illness problem disguised as a fucking gun problem or something. Sort of, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's plenty of crazy fucking people in Northern Ireland, but when they crack up, they're not able to go to the fucking centre and buy a gun, especially a handgun, and go shoot someone. Like, if you look at what a handgun is, it's like where you want to discreetly have a murder weapon, you know? Or some, you see these fucking shoot-ups in schools where the guy has a machine gun, fully automatic machine gun. You're like, that is not for, like, anything. It's not for hunting. It's not for protect. It's just for flat-out quick murder. You know? It's not a shotgun where it's like, oh, I need to shoot a small moving target from reasonably close range. It's not a rifle where you're like, I need to, you know, kill an animal from a good distance, and I want to make sure it dies on the first shot. You're like, nah, I want to shoot something pretty close up many, many times. Or I'm going to walk around looking like I don't have a gun and then pull one out and kill someone. You know, no one's going hunting with a handgun unless you're shooting like fucking just a sheep in a field. Hello, mate. Bang. Brian McAllister, thoughts on Westboro Baptist Church getting trolled by the Foo Fighters? Have you seen the Louis Theroux? Is it Theroux or Theroux? Whatever. Documentaries about them? I have. I've talked about them many times on this podcast, Brian. Mainly what interested me was, you know, all these rules about you can't do anything, very conservative apparently. And then some Dutch fucking filmmaker was trying to chat to them. And you could tell that the daughter was just like completely frothing for dick. You know, like almost flirting with him, like, you're a sinner, you're gonna die in hell. And she's like, but I would absolutely just give me that fucking beefy skewer. Finally, from Sean Peter McNeil, are you ever tempted to try psychedelics after listening to Rogan or Ari Shaffir? I wouldn't mind trying them. I don't know whether it was anything to do with listening to them. However, I don't want to do any drugs in this country. You want to go somewhere where you can guarantee some sort of quality. You know? If I was in fucking... Actually, I don't know. I wouldn't go near the likes of fucking E's. Just... not for me. I don't know what I would probably take mushrooms. But again, I would like to be in the correct environment for it. I don't want to be like... just sitting in my front room taking mushrooms, like, to be honest. What do you waste most of your money on? Definitely drink. Not that I drink every day and just fucking go on the piss every day. However, my value for money when it comes to booze is completely different to anything else. I was looking at, I was sitting the other day and I was like, I want like a wee camera. I actually got one. I was like, I want a wee camera that's portable, that's pretty powerful, that shoots HD. But I'd like one with the flip screen so that I can do like little selfie stick sort of interviews at like Lavery's or whatever. But I also want it to be full HD. And I was sitting going, yeah, I'll get it. And I looked up and I was like, oh, fucking hell, there's one down to like a Panasonic. I have a lot of Panasonic cameras. If you're looking to shoot something and all you want is HD and decent sound without any sort of external shit, get a Panasonic Lumix type thing. The video is just flat HD. It's like, you're not dealing with lenses or anything. You just turn it on and boom, HD footage. And I was like, what's that, £129? not a lot of money on the scale of things. But I was like, do I really need that? No. Now, I would spend, you know, I would have no problem spending 100 quid on a fucking rager, not a problem. And then hate myself for it. But when it comes, like, I was going, oh, do I need to buy a small piece of equipment that's going to help me make some videos? Oh, I don't know about that now. Asshole, complete fucking dickhead. Did we just end that in a real downer? Did we? Fuck's sake. Here's some tips, guys. Last Friday, after that Col Murphy gig, we went to Lavery's. And I don't think I've ever got drunker quicker in my entire life. Had some Stars and Stripes. Red Aftershock, Blue Aftershock, and Goldschlager. If you 100% want to vomit blood the next morning, I suggest you get one of those. And before I go, I would also like to apologise to the people who were waiting for a taxi and I just jumped out, waved one down and got in it. And the guy said something vaguely, oh, fucking buy a blender or whatever. And they were, but they were in a group talking shit and there's some other guy looking at a taxi and I could see it coming and I just fucking stuck my arm out. It was like, mate, stop, stopped, open, in, gone. And as I got in, I could hear the guy going, I've unsubscribed. Oh, sorry about that, mate. It's ruthless. It's Friday night. You weren't as keen as I was. You know what I mean? If we were both at the side of the road hunting out taxis, then there'd have been some sort of collision. Confrontation. But, you know, you're standing with your mates and all that shit. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going out here to get this taxi. Take no prisoners on a Friday night, bitch. Let me in immediately. I'm gone. Speaking of gone, I'm going to have to go here. Cheers for listening to the newly named General Banter podcast. T-shirts coming soon. Check out colingaddis.com if you want to buy a t-shirt. Anyone that's ordered a t-shirt, there's been a slight delay over the past few days as there has been no access to the packed up merchandise. Posted out today though, first class. Couldn't post yesterday because it's a bank holiday. What do you banks do anyway that you require so much fucking days off, you pricks? Why is it not like nurse holiday? I suppose you need them. Alright, I'll take that back. So yeah, Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. We have the General Banter podcast live with me, Mickey, Shane, and I believe Ray Bradshaw's doing support. Never met him, never been in contact with him. But we'll see. Yeah, give Lavery's Comedy Club page a like. If you go over to the page now, you can enter your name quickly before dinner time and we'll announce a winner of the 2 free tickets. All you have to do is share it and tag a friend to get free tickets for tomorrow. So there you go. Sweet, and I'll speak to you shortly. All the best, bye.